It is the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. A UNC Charlotte student who was killed in Tuesday's shooting is being hailed a hero after police say he went after a gunman in an attempt to save others. Absolutely, Mr. Howell saved lives. That's the police chief, Kerry Putney, said during Wednesday's press conference. 21-year-old Riley Howell was killed in the shooting. He tackled the suspect after the attacks began. Police said from there, officers were able to apprehend the suspect and take him off campus. What a brave, brave man.
Awesome.
Absolutely incredible. Measles. It seems like every day we got to talk about measles. I'm kind of making me want to scratch my skin. A Scientology cruise ship with nearly 300 passengers and crew members has been quarantined in the Caribbean since Monday after a female crew member tested positive for measles. Yay! Have fun with that one. Oh, wait, am I done with measles stories? No, I got another. A 20-year-old woman in Southern California potentially exposed a group of moviegoers to measles. The woman went to the AMC movie theater to attend a late-night screening of Avengers Endgame before she went into a voluntary isolation, so she knew she had to go.
That is just absolutely insane. She should be charged with some sort of assault or something.
1,000%.
What a dummy. Let's see here. Yeah, officials are saying, warning those who attended the theater to review their vaccination history to confirm they have been vaccinated for measles and monitor themselves for the disease. You know, like, I think we already mentioned this. It's not been this high with measles cases in 25 years. People are so stupid.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't understand, like, at what point, like, how many people have to get it for you to finally believe it.
Yeah, man, it's the government, man. They're putting chips in us. A man says his Apple AirPod still worked after he swallowed the device.
I'm not surprised by this story.
Why would they swallow it?
Well, probably to test it and go viral.
Oh.
Well, that would be cool, but no, he swallowed it accidentally and passed it through his system. The man from Taiwan fell asleep with a pair of wireless headphones still in his ears, but woke up and couldn't find one of them. Using an iPhone tracking feature, he found the device was, well, still inside of him after he accidentally swallowed it. He went to a local hospital where the medics confirmed, yeah, dude, you did swallow that AirPod. He went to the bathroom the next day and found it in his doo-doo cleaned it off, and it still works.
Ew, I was going to say, is he still going to use it after that? And he did.
Yeah, so that is the grossest thing I've ever heard. And another gross thing, but honestly, this is a proof that Liv or I could work in TV. We're pretty enough, darn it, but are we professional enough? I'd say so. This is from Tulsa, Oklahoma on Fox 23. The morning traffic reporter interrupted his own report because, well, you'll hear.
On Fox 23, Chase Thompson has a look at I-44 across town.
I'm still seeing some brake lights in Catoosa as you merge at the casino. Highway.
Uh. 7:52 is the time. Staying prepared.
Okay.
Was he drunk?
That is so freaking nasty.
No, he had to like burp or belch. I don't think he meant to do that. Like, oh, here we go.
Why didn't he say excuse me?
Well, I think they cut away from him. Like, maybe they just turned his mic off. Maybe he couldn't even say anything.
Oh my god!
But that is the most awkward 3 seconds of silence between. I want to see the video of this actually happening.
That's so uncomfortable.
That is awkward as hell. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.